Final segment of the night with these two anti-American freedom-hating J.J. Bailey and Matt Rocchio. Can't stand Daniel LaRusso and the Karate Kid. They cheer for Cobra Kai, which is like cheering for ISIS.
The actual Karate Kid. Yeah, we cheer for that one. Johnny is the Karate Kid.
I'm sorry, did you just say that a bunch of teenagers from Southern California are the same thing as ISIS?
I'm saying...
Are you kidding me, friend?
Look. Get on board with America or love it or leave it, Rocky.
Cobra Kai. Also, last I checked, Southern California is America.
And the Cobra Kai Dojo, I mean, come on. Can you tell me something more American than a couple of 16-year-olds who all they want to do is rollerblade around the 1980s, get on their dirt bikes, and have a little fun in the desert? That's America, baby.
You two, yes, the sir. Only people I know that cheer for Cobra Kai.
Well, I mean, Cobra Kai cheers for Cobra Kai. So we got pretty good company, I guess.
In the beach scene, it did look like Johnny did start. Until he sucker punched him, he was just tripping. He was just kind of just playing.
Yeah, you can't be judging him by this one scene, though.
It's been a long time since I've seen the movie, but.
Okay, you know what? There's going to be a screening of The Karate Kid. The four of us are going to go.
Oh.
And you three can cheer for Cobra Kai, and I'll be the good guys and cheer for Ralph Macchio. I have Eric from QC. He's tweeting me, rather. He's got a couple of different trade scenarios.
Let me
know what you think about this one. Wong Reyes and another...
Alex Reyes?
Yes.
Okay.
And another pitcher and fam for D. Gordon and Ozuna.
What? No.
Okay, pass. J.J. Bailey...
Alex Reyes at this point is, to me, untradeable. Same with Carlos Martinez. Untouchable.
He's saying that he would need to add another prospect, and he's betting on Reyes not being the horse that he may have been.
Well, boy, that's an awful big bet, because if he turns out to be the horse that he could be, you just gave up one of the top 10 pitchers in baseball for D. Gordon at age, what is he, 30?
He's got to be close
to
that.
He's close to there.
Yeah.
And what was the other one, Ozuna?
Ozuna, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people who covet Ozuna, but there's going to be it's going to take so much to get him. No,
and,
he's not.
And Gordon is, he's great. He's got great speed. He's valuable in that sense. Great defense. The problem that you have is, I don't think that he makes you dramatically better than Colton Wong at second base, and then you leave Ozuna to make up the difference for Alex Reyes and another pitcher, and was that just those three?
It's just those three.
Yeah, he's not making up the difference for Alex Reyes alone, much less another pitcher.
Let's run down some players here. You tell me you think they're going to be on the Cardinal roster at the end of the year.
Or would I keep them on the Cardinal roster, or do I think they're going to be on it?
Let's do both. We got some time.
Okay.
So let's start with Lance Lynn. Do you think Lance Lynn is going to be traded, or do you think he's going to be here?
He's going to be traded.
Okay.
In my opinion.
In your opinion, he's going to be traded, and would you trade him?
Yes.
I would, too. I agree with both of those things. Sungwon Oh, does he stay, or is he traded?
I think he stays, because I think it's going to be tough right now to get much for him. It depends on how he goes.
You don't think they could trade him to Washington and get a
yeah, you could trade him to Washington.
They need a reliever bad. They'll take O.
Yeah, you could trade him to Washington, but you could also trade Trevor Rosenthal to Washington for a much better package, I think.
Because he's got more years on the contract and O's a free agent and O's older
and currently one of them is pitching at an elite relief level and one of them is not. And so that guy happens to come with control. So I think if you're going to deal one of them, you'll get a much better return for Trevor Rosenthal.
Randall Grichuk, on the roster at the end of the year or not?
25 or 40? I don't think so.
I think he gets traded as well.
I think if you can find somebody who wants Grichuk for the promise of his power and his defensive upside, such as it is, I think you make that move, because I think they're very much considering the future of Randall Grichuk might not be the player we thought he was.
Matt Carpenter.
Mm.
On the roster or not?
I think he will be on the roster.
I don't think there's any way they trade him.
I think he will be on the roster, and I don't think it's a mistake if he is, certainly. I don't think that. I would consider it. I would consider floating his name out there, though, because I'm talking about, if you're making these trades, you're not doing it for this year. You're staring down that absolute cornucopia of talent coming off after the 2018 season, and you start building your team for youth and then acquiring the missing pieces for whatever the cost in 2018. Or 2019, I guess.
Can you see a scenario where Michael Wacha is the reliever of the future for the Cardinals? Because clearly he's not a starter.
I think, yes, I think the future of Michael Wacha is in the bullpen, especially when you look at when is he at his best, and it's always early in the game. First time through the order, first yes. inning. That's when he's at his best. That's when his pitches are the sharpest. That makes for a good reliever.
The people who are the biggest critics of moving Michael Wacha to the bullpen say that, okay, yeah, everything that you just said is true. But if you're a reliever, you're also warming up more. You're putting yep. more. You're putting more pressure on that shoulder, and he has had shoulder issues. So that's where their concern is with that. Is that you know he's warming up more. He's pitching in more games. Is that going to be basically the same thing as making him a starter?
And that's
as far
fair,
as injury to the shoulder goes.
That's a fair criticism because I say it as well. The problems that you have as a starter health wise follow you into the bullpen, and the up and down and the multiple days of use is a question. But the real question is if he goes to the bullpen and eventually has to be shut down for health, you lose a reliever. Potentially a plus reliever, yes. If he stays in the rotation and has to get shut down for health, currently he's not getting out of the fifth inning. In five of the last six, he hasn't gotten out of the fifth inning. And if you have that kind of performance as a starter, the cascade effect on your bullpen is tremendous because now they're carrying four-plus innings. Because this guy routinely is not giving you the innings you need, you at least mitigate risk by moving him to the bullpen. Yes, other relievers will have to pick up the slack, but you're looking at covering one inning that Michael Wacha might have covered, not four.
If you put Michael Wacha in the bullpen, who takes his place in rotation? Is it going to be Luke Weaver? Is it going to be Jack Flaherty? Who's it going to be?
I think you'd be remiss if you didn't also consider Tyler Lyons in that yeah. spot. He's out of options. He's a guy that could be traded, especially if he's a guy that gets a turn in the rotation and pitches like we've seen him pitch, which, you know, six, seven strong innings, two runs or less. He's capable of doing it. He's a ground ball guy. He can get strikeouts with his curveball. I wouldn't be surprised if we're looking at a sale that Tyler Lyons gets a shot in this rotation, bolsters his value as a starter and long reliever, and then maybe he's got enough juice on him to trade because he's out of options. You can't do anything else with him. So he's either on your team for the future or he gets you some sort of value. I think Luke Weaver has certainly earned the shot to get in this rotation, but I think that might come secondary to how do we increase maximum value for the pieces we have right now.
Eric from QC is saying that Tyler Lyons is worth nothing.
Well, okay.
He thinks he's worth nothing. He doesn't really value your opinion either. Eric from QC doesn't, just so you know.
Well, that's fair enough. you know, I he's like most people then. But left-handed pitchers who can start. First of all, left-handed relievers are always worth something.
Always. And you can
They're
pitch
in
forever,
the league
too.
Look, forever.
Jesse Orozco, I think, pitched until he was like 55.
Jaime
and
Garcia.
I'm making a joke, Eric, before you tweet at me going, Jesse Orozco really retired when he was blah, blah, blah. I was making a joke. I really didn't think he'd pitch until he was 55.
And left-handed relievers can stick around for a long time. And if you want to talk about no value, certainly if Tyler Lyons were to make three or four good quality starts before the trade deadline, he'd certainly have at least comparable value to what Jaime Garcia had when they shipped into the Braves. And they still got prospects in that deal.
Spanky Lavalier texts again that Saving Private Ryan lost Best Picture to Shakespeare in Love. Another travesty
See,
by the Oscars.
Yeah. They need to do it on more of a delay. You need to give it a couple years so people can decide what movies they actually watch more than
once.
Kind of
like a retro reward.
Yeah.
The best movie like is 2017 now. Right now, we should be handing out the Oscar for the Best Picture in 2014. Give it 3 years.
Yeah.
Luke Weaver, there's something about him that, to me, he just doesn't pass the eyeball test as far as a starting pitcher goes. I understand, like, with the stats and everything like that, how well he pitches. But when you look if you just look at him, he's not a very big guy. Like, that's the thing I knew about Alex Reyes. When you looked at Alex Reyes, he looked like a starting pitcher. He looked like someone
he's big.
He's a big guy. He looks like someone who can go, you know, six, seven, eight innings on the reg and not be an issue. Luke Weaver, you're kind of having concerns on whether or not he can hold up.